Samsung unveils new lineup by Elizabeth Koh in the Wall Street Journal. Base smartphone model will retail for $200 less than last year's version. Seoul, Samsung Electronic Company's newest smartphones feature improved cameras, display functions for weary eyes, and stylus compatibility. But as global smartphone sales are projected to return to pre-coronavirus levels this year, the industry is trying to answer if the pandemic-weathered consumer will be satisfied with incremental improvements in technology and features. Samsung is betting the answer is yes. The South Korea technology company introduced three models of its Galaxy S21 phones on Thursday, hoping to gain ground on its sanctions-hobbled rival Huawei Technologies Company and lift weaker sales of its flagship phones as global demand sputters back. The most novel feature in Samsung's new offerings may be the price. The base model, Galaxy S21 model, will retail for $799 or $200 cheaper than last year's version. The S21 Plus will cost $999, followed by the top-of-the-line S21 Ultra at $1,199. The smartphone market is still recuperating from the economic fallout of the pandemic, which briefly closed retail stores and caused people to delay buying new devices, analysts say. That helped push the average length of time consumers own their smartphone to around 3 years, according to market tracking firm Strategy Analytics, and overall smartphone sales slumped 20% in the first half of 2020. But handset sales rebounded in the second half of last year as global economies reopened and pent-up demand aided sales. Global smartphone revenue this year is projected to grow by 4% from last year, a level comparable to 2019, said Brian Ma, an analyst for industry research firm International Data Corporation. In the grand scheme of things, smartphones have been relatively resilient, he said. Samsung also widened its lineup of mid-tier phones to boost sales last year, pushing once-premium features such as 5G into handsets retailing for as inexpensive as $325. But the company still relies on pricier flagship devices to drive its handset business. Samsung's incremental improvements are a sign the smartphone market remains saturated, and it's bet that consumers will continue to want the same things, such as improved camera quality, said Mr. Ma. Flagship smartphones launches these days all kind of sound cookie cutter. I have the best camera. I have 5G. Look at how fast these processors are, he said. But with recovering demand, Samsung needs to draw attention to the flagship line. Consumers still carry high expectations for smartphone makers in seeking premium features for their devices despite the economic upheaval, says Sanjeev Rana, an analyst at brokerage CLSA. This is something you live and breathe 24 hours a day. People aren't looking to downgrade themselves. The new pricing on Galaxy S phones reflects where competitors' flagship prices have settled in recent months. Apple Incorporated's iPhone 12 made its debut at a similar $799 for its entry model in October after the company released its even more affordable iPhone SE earlier in the year. Analysts project Samsung's smartphone profit will resemble that of past years, making up about a quarter of the conglomerate's annual profit, said Mr. Rana. I don't think it's going to change the company's fortunes, or it's going to move the needle that much, he said.